know several years ago, everybody would be breaking out their camcorders. Now everybody just breaks out their phone. Technology is a good thing. You carry your camcorder in your pocket. You can make phone calls with it. A psychologist who was talking about stress management held up a glass of water. What do you think that she was going to ask?
Is it half full or half empty?
Half full or half empty? That wasn't the question she asked. She asked how much, how heavy is it? Anybody have any ideas how heavy is my glass of water? It doesn't matter how heavy it is. It matters how long I hold it. I can hold, I don't know, what, 4 ounces of water? Yes, you'd get thirsty now it's only 3. It doesn't matter how heavy it is. It matters how long I hold it. I can hold it here for a minute, no problem. Couple of minutes, get a little heavier. If I hold it clear through my sermon, besides being annoying, it would get heavier. If I try to hold it all day, the stresses and worries in life are like a cup of water. You can carry it for a while, but the longer you carry it, the heavier it becomes, the more it hurts. So the lesson is, set it down. Isn't that what Jesus told us in Matthew 11:28? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If you have something heavy that you've been carrying for a while, or even something small that you've been carrying for a while, it's going to weigh you down. Just give it over to Jesus and let Him hold it. Giving our problems over to Jesus is the only way that we're going to endure the difficulties of this life. It's the only way. We will not be able to endure. We will not be able to persevere if we are carrying the weight of the world on our backs. We have to give it over to Jesus. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance. This is the passage we've been studying. That's what I want us to look at today, is perseverance. But again, we add perseverance to our faith. So what is faith? Now, how many of you have used a GPS? You've got one on your phone, right? You don't know where you're going, but you plug in an address and just follow the directions. And see, we can do that. How many of you have done that? You have no idea where you're going. You just plug in an address and you trust your GPS. Now, the old GPSs would get you in the wrong spot. I have never been taken to a wrong spot with my phone. You plug it in, it's good to go. That is faith. I have faith in my phone and the GPS coordinates. And that's what we need to do with God. We need to plug in our destination and follow the directions. Now, what's our destination? You open your app, you type in heaven, and follow the directions. Now, from time to time, we're going to sin and we're going to get off track. And you'll hear Jesus say, recalculating. your path is going to be different from that point because we've had to recalculate the direction to get back to heaven, but heaven is still the destination. And so we have to trust in following the directions and have faith in who He is and just follow Him and what He does and what He tells us to do. So faith is simply trusting Jesus' directions. You go, well, I don't know for sure where I'm going to go, or I don't know for sure what I want to do. That's okay. You trust your GPS on your phone, trust Jesus the same way. Know that He knows how to get you there. Now, and He's not going to harm you. Now, you see movies or television shows where somebody hacks into the GPS and, you know, they're sending the person to a bad place and, you know, something bad happens. But God's not doing that to us. God is not going to send us into a place or into a location or through a difficulty that we cannot, with His help, be able to survive. We trust His love for us, that He's going to take us where we need to go. So just plug in heaven in your GPS and see where you go. Now, if you literally do that, because I literally did that, it'll take you all kinds of places. So add to your faith perseverance, endurance, steadfastness, patience. Any of those words can be used. For the Christian, the basis of perseverance is not our personal strength, but our trust and hope in the Lord. For God is a God of patience, a God of endurance. Romans 15:4 says this, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we may have hope." May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Endurance, perseverance, patience brings hope, is what that scripture tells us. And Romans chapter 5, verse 2 says this, "And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance." Perseverance, character, and character, hope. "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us." So endurance brings hope, and hope does not disappoint. So if we endure, if we persevere, we will have hope. Romans 8:24 says this, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." Patiently. Endurance. Perseverance. So with these passages, if we put these passages together, endurance brings hope, and hope does not disappoint. And if we endure, we will have hope. And so if we have hope, we will endure. It's almost circular logic. Because if you endure, you have hope. But if you have hope, you will endure. They're interdependent, is what God is telling us. We have to have hope so that we persevere. But we have to persevere so that we will have hope. In 1777, General George Washington and his ragtag men suffered two defeats at the hands of the British. Severe defeats. He and his 11,000 men had retreated to Valley Forge. They were establishing a winter headquarters there. It was a dark time for the Revolution. Many died of starvation, of cold. Many even deserted the cause because of the stress and the suffering the harshness of battle and the harshness of winter. But as many fled and left the cause, there were still thousands there remaining to fight, to endure, to persevere. And so in February, as they began to regroup, they prepared to pursue the British all the way across, through New Jersey. And you know the rest of the story. But what if all of the men, what if George Washington himself would have just given up? Would not have endured the difficulties that they had to endure? We would not be Americans. Christian, it is time for you to endure, to persevere, to be patient through suffering. Not to blame God that it's His fault, but to persevere through that, knowing that it's in Him that we have hope. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Run. Christian, you have hope. So run with perseverance. Paul tells the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1, 3, "We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." See, our endurance is inspired by hope. So if we have hope, we can endure. I like this this backdrop. I thought, well, I'm going to use it on every one of them. Maybe it won't be too annoying. But that little chick persevered over that high wall. No way that he can do that. See, the other two are us. Ah, you ain't going to make it. Perseverance. Endurance. In the face of difficulty, in the face of impossibility, we can endure because we are inspired by hope. The hope that Christ gives us. That's why we can endure. That's why we persevere. Think of Job's example. He endured because he had hope in God. James chapter 5, verse 10 tells us this, "Brothers, as an example of patience, in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy." If we don't endure, if we don't persevere, we will not see what God brings about. But we have to persevere. And in that, we can have hope. And we have hope to continue. Now, perseverance is not easy. But who else or what else are we going to depend upon other than Christ? What are we going to turn to that will give us answers? Every other answer that people comes up with is empty. God is the only answer. You know that. But you don't always persevere because you've lost hope. You don't want to continue to endure because it's hard. Simply don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. Persevere. That's the example that Jesus gave us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I read part of that earlier. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Look at Jesus' example, how he endured the cross, so that we can endure, so we can persevere, so that we do not lose hope. There is a greater purpose. There is a greater cause. And just like that little chick, we can make it over the wall of this earth into God's glorious presence if we endure. So why persevere? Well, Jesus commended three of the seven churches in the book of Revelation for persevering. Persevering is commendable, and Jesus says so. Perseverance also is a way to maturity. That's what James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because that you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. If your faith is never tested, you're never going to learn to persevere. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Do you want to be mature and complete? Then you're going to have to persevere through difficulties, through trials. The trials will come. We all face trials to some different degree. But we have to persevere. We can't quit. You will be tested. You will have difficulties. The question is, do you rely upon God and that relationship with Jesus to persevere? What's the saying? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. If you give up in the midst of a trial, in essence, you're saying you've allowed it to beat you. But if you persevere through the trial, you will be stronger. And you know that because you have persevered through difficulties. And you're stronger because of it. So continue to build on that strength and continue to endure. In Romans chapter 2, verse 5, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself to the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. We'll get what we deserve. Well, that's not quite exactly right, because there's grace. But in Christ, he will give us according to our deeds if we have responded in faith to him through his grace. But see there, verse 7, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, he will give them eternal life. The only way that we are going to reach eternal life is if we are persistent in our faith and in growing in Christ. Perseverance is the only way to heaven. Perseverance is the name of the street we must travel to get to heaven's pearly gates, to continue down Perseverance Avenue, to struggle and make it through all that God allows us to go through in this world. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. We have to persevere. Are you persevering? Or in some ways are you quitting? Have you given up? or in the process of giving up, feeling that you're too overwhelmed, that you can't make it. That's part of why we have a family, that we can support one another and encourage one another, not to give up, to persevere. What would happen if that little chick would come over underneath the other little chicken with a little deuce? That's what we've got to do. We've got to support one another. We've got to continue to persevere and to trust within Jesus. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. We who have accepted Jesus have the promise of eternal life. But we have to persevere. We have to endure. We can't quit. We must struggle along and continue trusting in Him with all that He gives us and all that He's done. So, Christian, will you persevere and receive the promise of heaven? Will you help one another? Bear with one another and persevere together so that we can cross the finish line together. But if you're not a Christian, you say, I don't have any strength. Well, Christians don't have any strength either. We only have the strength of God, that we rely upon His strength to carry us. It's the hope that He gives us that we can persevere. So if you think and you look and go, well, life isn't worth it, I'm just going to quit and I'm going to do my own thing, know that God will help you persevere so that you can receive the promise of heaven. Will you persevere? Will you struggle through? Will you endure? What you need to do is surrender all of self to Him. Then you will have hope and you will have perseverance. If you have a decision this morning, if you need to persevere, if you need to come to Christ for the first time so that you can have the strength, so that you can have the forgiveness of sin, so that you can know the promise of heaven, then won't you come?